What if building a quantum computer suddenly became as routine as manufacturing a smartphone chip? This week, a major breakthrough suggests that future is closer than you think. A new report also shows investment in the sector just hit an all-time high in the second quarter of 2026. The race is on, and the implications for industry and security are profound. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global business. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're focusing entirely on quantum computing. It's moving out of the physics lab and into the boardroom, the factory floor, and national security planning. We'll cover three critical developments. First, the tangible applications and manufacturing breakthroughs impacting industry right now. Second, the geopolitical race, with record government and venture funding fueling the fire. And finally, the urgent cybersecurity threat and the steps you need to take to prepare. Troy, let's start on the factory floor. For years, we've heard quantum is a future technology, but this week we saw news that feels like a fundamental shift in manufacturing it.
It is. Quantum company Dirac, based in Australia, in partnership with a major European nanoelectronics hub, imec, announced they successfully fabricated an 8-qubit silicon spin array. The critical part is how they did it, using a standard 300-millimeter commercial CMOS foundry line.
Okay, translate CMOS for us. Why is that so important?
CMOS, or complementary metal oxide semiconductor, is the bedrock technology for virtually all modern integrated circuits. Think processors, memory, sensors. By proving quantum bits can be manufactured with high uniformity on the same equipment, Dirac and imec have opened a pathway to mass production. It moves quantum chip making from a bespoke, exotic process to something that can leverage the multi-trillion-dollar global semiconductor ecosystem.
So this directly impacts U.S. and European manufacturers by making the hardware potentially cheaper and more accessible. How does that translate into real-world use?
Exactly. And we're already seeing the software and applications mature alongside the hardware. French firm Pascal just partnered with a major German automaker to apply quantum optimization to their supply chain and for new material science research. And in Switzerland, a startup called Quantanic is integrating high-precision quantum sensors into production lines for real-time defect detection.
So what should Western trading companies and distributors be looking at here? It sounds like a whole new supply chain is forming.
That's the key. The opportunity isn't just in the finished quantum computer, it's in the enabling technologies. U.S.-based CryoQuantum just secured a major investment for its cryogenic cooling solutions, which are essential. German research institutes are actively seeking semiconductor CDMOs, contract design and manufacturing organizations, to scale up production. Sourcing these high-tech components and facilitating these manufacturing partnerships is a major emerging market.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening now?
Begin mapping your most complex optimization problems, be it in logistics, financial modeling, or materials discovery. Start a pilot project with a quantum as a service cloud provider. The barrier to entry for experimentation is lower than ever, and the results from companies like Fujitsu and Financial Portfolio Optimization are already outperforming classical supercomputers.
This isn't just happening in corporate R&D, Troy. The investment numbers are staggering, and governments are deeply involved. It feels like a new kind of arms race.
It is, and the data backs it up. Market analysis for the second quarter of 2026 shows that venture capital, corporate, and government funding into the quantum sector reached an all-time high. The U.S. government is aggressively pushing forward, issuing executive orders to deploy a practical quantum computer for scientific research by 2028. The Pentagon has also just invested $50 million directly into post-quantum cryptography R&D.
And we're seeing this in Europe as well.
Absolutely. The Netherlands just unveiled a major new investment plan to bolster its domestic quantum ecosystem, focusing on startups and international collaboration. This is about establishing sovereign capability and strategic advantage in a technology that will redefine entire industries.
With all this money pouring in, what are they actually building? There seem to be many different approaches to the hardware itself.
That's right. There are at least six competing hardware architectures, including superconducting qubits, trapped ions, and the silicon spin qubits that Dirac is using. Each has different strengths in speed, fidelity, and scalability. For now, there is no single clear winner.
What does that mean for a U.S. or European manufacturer looking to invest or partner? How do you pick the right horse in this race?
You don't.
The key for Western executives is to remain platform agnostic. The competition is good. It accelerates innovation. Companies should focus on the problem they're trying to solve, not the specific hardware. The smartest move is to use cloud platforms, like the one from US-based IonQ, which just announced major enterprise-focused updates. These services provide access to different types of quantum hardware, allowing you to experiment without a massive capital investment in one particular technology.
So the actionable advice is to focus on the software and the problem, letting the hardware waste play out.
Precisely. Task your technical teams to evaluate the leading cloud quantum platforms. Identify one high-value computational challenge within your business and fund a proof of concept. Leverage the billions being spent by governments and VCs to de-risk your own exploration.
This brings us to the most urgent topic, Troy, the security threat. We hear terms like crypto apocalypse. Is that just hype?
It is not hype. The reality is that a sufficiently powerful quantum computer, of the kind the U.S. government aims to see by 2028, will be able to break most of the public key encryption that secures the internet, banking, and sensitive government data today.
And the threat isn't just in the future. You've mentioned the store now, decrypt later strategy.
Exactly. Adversaries can be harvesting encrypted data right now, storing it with the intention of decrypting it once they have a capable quantum computer. For data with long-term sensitivity, like intellectual property, national security secrets, or financial records, the threat is already active. This is why the U.S. Pentagon just invested $50 million specifically in defenses.
The defense is called post-quantum cryptography, or PQC. What is it, and how ready is it?
PQC refers to new cryptographic algorithms that are resistant to attack from both classical and quantum computers. The U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, has been running a multi-year process to identify and standardize these algorithms. Just this week, NIST announced the formation of a new industry consortium with government, academic, and private sector partners to accelerate the implementation and adoption of these new standards. The solutions are becoming ready.
So how does this specifically affect our listeners in U.S. and European manufacturing and trading?
It affects every digital interaction. Your ERP systems, your supply chain communications, the IP in your designs, your customer data, it's all protected by cryptography that will one day be vulnerable. The urgency is recognized globally. The American firm QuickSecure just launched PQC migration services directly into the European market, responding to demand driven by regulations like GDPR. This is now a concrete issue of compliance, risk management, and business continuity.
So what is the single most critical action an executive should take right now?
You must mandate a crypto inventory today. You need to know exactly what cryptographic algorithms are being used in your critical systems, by your partners, and throughout your supply chain. With that map, you can begin building a migration roadmap to the new NIST PQC standards. Waiting is no longer an option.
All right, Troy, a lot to process this week. Let's distill it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, quantum is now an industrial tool, not a science project. With breakthroughs like Dirac and IMEC making mass manufacturing feasible and real-world applications in automotive and pharma delivering results, it's time to shift from watching to piloting. Find a problem and test the technology. Second, the ecosystem is diverse and growing fast. Don't get locked into a single hardware vendor. Use the cloud quantum platforms to experiment and leverage the massive government and venture capital investment that is fueling rapid innovation across the board. And third, the PQC transition begins now. The store now, decrypt later threat makes this an immediate boardroom level risk. The first step is to conduct a comprehensive cryptographic audit of your enterprise and supply chain. You cannot protect what you cannot see.
A clear call to action. That's all the time we have for this week. Troy, thank you as always for your analysis.
My pleasure, Susie.
And thank you for listening to Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you never miss a briefing, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with more on the technology shaping your business.